The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Baby making isn't simple, and trust me, I know from experience. There is also a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant.
We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancy, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Free to Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby, with a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find your Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Two Teas in a Pod. Hi Tamara.
Hey Teddy. What's up?
We have like a big week of things for you. We have a lot of things that I need to discuss with you. One, how was the graduation? How was seeing Simon? How was all the things?
Graduation was good. I woke up that day with, I think, was a panic attack. I don't know. I text you. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. My heart is racing. I feel like I'm going to throw up. My neck is locked up. Just all that. So I ended up taking an Ativan that I had left over from my scan.
Oh, yeah.
Are we going to talk about our results? Did you get your results?
Yeah, but my results, I didn't have very much.
Oh, okay. I'll tell you what happened with me.
Yeah.
And then so went to graduation. It was quite a day. It was great. I thank everybody who reached out to me and is in the same situation. We all talked. Everything was fine. Except for after graduation, Sophia skipped. She dipped.
What do you mean?
She dipped. Yeah. So we couldn't find her anywhere. So it was all of us standing around just talking. And had great conversations with Sydney and we're looking for Sophia. And I told Sydney, I go, can you just go back there and look for her? And she couldn't because they couldn't have their phones. There was no, it was very unorganized. Normally the graduation is at an auditorium in Irvine indoors. It's very well organized. Since COVID, this is only the second graduation and it's held on the field and it's not really equipped. So she went, started to take off. And right then Sophia called me. She's like, Mom, I couldn't find you. So I just went back to, because they had to go to this car share area where they get dropped off at and they were bussed in because there was too many of them and there wasn't enough parking spaces. So she goes, I had to go back to my friend because her friend took her. I had to go back to Kate's car to get my phone. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So then I had to go meet her there. So I was a little bit bummed. Her sister and dad did not get to see her just when she was up on stage.
Do you think she did it on purpose?
Yes, I do. as a matter of fact, I do. I think she was a little stressed. Then went out to dinner, had a great time. The next day was grad night. So she went to grad night and I did press that day, but I stayed up till 4 a.m. because I was so afraid that I was going to sleep through it, my alarm, and not pick her up. I had to go to school at 4 a.m. to pick her up.
What?
Yeah. Yep. So.
Speaking of daughter's graduations. Okay. You need to clear something up for me.
Yeah.
Was it Shannon's daughter's graduation? Is that why she bumped into David Bedore?
No, her graduation, I think, is today or something.
So, hold on. One, I need all the details.
Okay, let me give it to you. I'm really bummed that I left. So on...
Oh, so you were there.
I was there, but I left before he got there. So on Friday, I went and did press at the deck with Taylor, with Bryce Sanders. We were there for a couple hours. And from there, then I had to go over to The Quiet Woman, where I did press with Shannon and Taylor. So we were there. We did press with Page Six, with Evan, and had a great time. And I'm like, okay, I knew that Sophia had to be picked up at 4 a.m. I'm really on this I don't really want to drink kick. So I'm like sitting at a bar and it's Friday night and it's getting later and people are coming in and trying to sit at our table and all that. I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Peace out.
I'm in no kind of mood.
So I left like at 7:30. And then shortly after that, I saw that Shannon posted a picture with David. And I text her, I go, have you lost your fucking mind? What are you doing? And does he know you posted this?
Even her daughter wrote jump scare.
I know. Nobody ever could have predicted that. And so she's like, yeah, he told me I could post it.
Hold on, but why does she want to post it? That's what, Shannon, explain this to me. Like, why are we posting?
I know.
Why are we giving him light?
Well, on the flip side, isn't it a big fuck you to his wife?
I think they're getting a divorce.
Yeah,
allegedly.
No, it's not alleged. He filed for divorce again. Now, this is not the first time he's filed for divorce. And I saw that coming when I saw that picture being posted. And I texted Shannon and I go, did you sleep with him and take pictures so you can send it to the wife?
Oh, please. And by the way, did she say if there was any romantic feelings or did she have any like butterflies or was it just, did she have rage or she just was happy to see a familiar face?
You know what? I haven't gotten that far with her yet.
Tamara!
I know. I haven't been able to call her. I was laid out all weekend with a pinched nerve in my neck. It was so freaking bad. Then I had an allergic reaction to my makeup. My eyes were swollen shut. I was a mess all weekend. I didn't get much done.
You're a hot mess. And you know what? I can't even call you Tamara Winfrey when you don't get this pivotal information.
I should have texted Shannon. You should have.
Damn it.
Yeah, she hasn't been talking. Normally she'd call me. I haven't gotten the phone call. What a weird chain of events. What if they get back together?
Oh my, that is the kind of television that I want.
That's
to watch.
What I need to watch too.
You know what? I need to go deep down. You know what? She should, because that'll secure that orange.
If she can get back with David and then Vicky can get back together with Brooks, man, we're going to have the most scandalous season next year.
Oh, well, speaking of the Trace Amigas, I keep getting DMs. Teddy, are you and Tamara in a fight? Are you upset with Tamara?
Why?
Because she now is going on a tour with the Trace Amigas and there's a Trace Amigas Instagram. And I'm like, one...
What people? No,
there's room for
so
everyone.
Crazy. They are.
I'm like,
crazy.
I'm happy for them. But then they're like, well, who's running the account? What's going on?
Not me.
Are you guys breaking up? I'm like,
why? Because it's not even a tour. We're actually going on stage at the Improv, which, by the way, is scaring the shit out of me because the last time I was there, I lost $500,000. So, you know. It's going to be interesting. This is something that we talked about when we were on the show all together 3 years ago, and we almost got it off the ground, and then something happened. I can't remember. Oh, yeah, it was COVID, and, you know, I got fired and all that.
And all that jazz.
Yeah. So it's just a night at the Improv. I don't know what it's going to lead to. There's a lot of talk that, you know, you need a promoter. You guys need to take it on the road and all that. So.
Well.
We'll see. I think it's almost sold out.
That's awesome. And guys, of course.
But Shannon's got us singing. She's got us dancing. She got us in costume changes. She's leading this entire thing.
I'm going to need you to go back. I'm honestly, I'm feeling Karen Huger vibes with, what do you mean you're dancing and singing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I just looked her.
What song? Look out, Luann.
I know. Well, they're songs, popular songs, but the words have been changed. And she's got everybody involved. She's got my daughter, Sophia, involved. She's working on the music for it. There's so many people involved. She's like, hey, Kaden, can you do this? And can your sister choreograph this? And, and do you have a photographer? Like, it's going to come out. Shannon's very passionate about this and works. I'm excited. We'll see how it goes.
Well, I know that I missed you because while you were having your graduation and missing out on the David Bedore juice, I was at the ATX festival with all of my 90s. Like,
icons. I saw that. I thought it was like a new TV show that was coming out or something.
Like Party all of 90s eight. Icons minus Party of Teddy. Eight. Yeah. But it was actually so fun to see. Like Jenny Garth, Christine yeah. Taylor.
We see guy, Jenny Garth a lot when we go to iHeart stuff.
Oh my gosh, which I teased her right. So bad the other day. I was Why? When we were there. I go, Jenny, the last iHeart event, you and Tori came in matching outfits to to present. You were in like the Zhivago jumpsuit and she was in like the Zhivago dress that she couldn't walk in. She was, and I was like, and now I think that Tamara and I need to borrow both outfits for next year.
No, I've decided I'm never, ever wearing another one of their outfits until they change their look, the padded shoulders and the bell bottoms. Like I wore that. That's what I wore for our gallery shoot was one of their jumpsuits. So I'm like, I'm so sick of seeing that look.
Shoulder pads do not work on me because I'm already too broad shouldered.
Oh, for me, they're and perfect.
I am. Because I'm so short. Narrow. Yeah.
Well, I just don't like brag. Their big, I don't like their big bell bottoms.
I don't mind the bell bottoms.
They're Elvis.
I don't know, but just do you remember when they were walking down the corridor and she like started crying laughing and I was like, well, anyways, so the next event that we're hosting, we need to completely match. Next thing I have a question about
yep.
is how you're feeling the week of the premiere.
Well, just rush. So I'm leaving tomorrow. We're leaving tomorrow at noon, even earlier, I think, to head over to New York. We don't get in until like...
Who's 10, we? You and Eddie?
Me and Eddie, yeah. We don't get in until like 10 o'clock at night. So we're just going to go to the hotel, probably order room service and go to sleep. And then the next morning I have press. And then I have Watch What Happens Live. And then the following day... filming the podcast. Pedro just invited me to a charity event for kids in New York. And then Friday we leave early in the morning and we fly to Turks and Caicos. Oh and it's our 10-year wedding anniversary.
Well, happy anniversary, you yeah. little lovebirds. Well, I have to ask you a question and this doesn't give any storyline away, but of course I've seen OC. It's a surprise who I'll be recapping it with to you guys, but don't worry, we are on it. I have now watched the premiere 3 different times. But one question I do really have good. For you. Did Eddie always make sexual jokes or is yes. this a new thing? No, he always did?
He no, not on the show so much, but he does with my mom and it drives me freaking crazy because they're both the same humor and they joke about it all the time.
But he makes them to you. I counted. There was like 10.
Yeah, he does all day long. He's like a 16-year-old boy.
I was dying. I was like, I honestly had little marks and I was like, we're at 11 sexual comments from Eddie.
He's
so
like
far.
That all the time. Like I sent him this video that some girl made on TikTok where she treats her husband like how he treats her. So every time he bends over, she like smacks him on the ass and like does
oh,
all these
I
sexual.
Saw that.
You saw that? Yeah. And he's like, well, that was stupid. I go, that's you. That well, is you. I can't even like, I have to look all the time. If he walks behind me on the stairs, he'll try to put his finger, you know, in places. I'm like, wait, you know, I'm like, you just stop. Stop.
Well, I didn't know what was wrong with me yesterday, but I was in the foulest mood ever. Like Edwin was chewing.
Oh, that was me Friday.
He was eating his breakfast and I was like, like rage. And then the kids would say something and I was like having to take deep breaths. Even walking out of church, I was still pissed. I was like, what the hell's wrong with me? Then I started my monthly friend. And I was like,
I don't have a monthly friend. And I had that day on Friday. I don't know what was wrong with me, but I'm afraid for what I said in press because I was just irritated, annoyed, pissed off, all the things.
I think it's because in California, guys, just so you know, for those of you who live all over the place, and you're probably used to this, but we're not. We have not had sunlight out here
in so long.
In so long. Now we're entering June.
It's
bloom.
It's raining today. It's raining. It's been raining forever.
I was wanting to go to Disney on Thursday or Friday.
Oh, God, why?
Because our horse show got canceled and I've never taken Dove.
Oh.
But I don't want to go if it's, I guess it's maybe better to go if it's overcast.
Well, it's like better than, yeah, I would go overcast. It's much better, especially with kids, if it's hot, because then it's just miserable and you got to wait in line and, oh, you'll probably get a guide.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm, as Heather would say, I'm bougie like that.
So you like the premiere of the show?
I like the premiere. There are things that obviously we'll dig into after I recap with my recap co-host. And everybody's seen, and plus I'm going to talk about Watch What Happens Live. And
yeah, so Thursday we'll get on the pod together and we'll talk about Watch What Happens Live. I'm on with Lala. People are losing their shit over that. I don't know who's going to get a word in, me or her, because we both talk. And
well, you guys will figure it out just like us. But the question is, what do you think is going to be the scandal that breaks down on episode 3 of the reunion for Vanderpump Rules? My guess.
Okay.
I have two guesses. One, it's either that Tom, Raquel, and Ariana had a threesome.
I've already heard that rumbling.
Or it's that Raquel and Ariana hooked up on their own without Tom knowing.
Okay. That would be a good one. I need it to be good. I was hoping like maybe Lisa Vanderpump slept with Tom too. What do you think? You think there's a chance that might have happened?
Oh my gosh. I'm just visualizing both of them with their cig breath and like her Chardonnay and his, what does he drink? Whatever that brown alcohol is that he's always like drinking.
Bourbon or something?
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine the scene. And then Ken being like, pass the Coors Light. I love watching.
I love Ken. The pre-Nuva results came back. It was a little bit nerve-wracking. I am so glad I did it. I did have some findings in mind that some were not total surprise. I have a lot of issues with my shoulder, my neck, my back. I have tons of bulging discs. I have pruritus or something like that in my shoulder. But I have some spots on my brain.
So you're going to get all those checked after.
And then I have a tiny nodule in my right upper lobe in my brain. I have a cyst on my liver. I have a tiny IPMN on my pancreas. Now, that's what I'm really worried about because it is tiny, but it is precancerous is what they're saying. So I don't know if they watch it. They remove it. I have a cyst on my kidney. That's no big deal. Then I have I have diverticulosis without evidence of diverticulitis.
Oh.
Yeah. And lots of issues with my spine and my joints and things like that. But really nothing major. Cysts are, they said, don't even worry about that. I have a spot on my lung. Ugh. I have a spot on my lung too. But they're very tiny.
The good thing is for both of us, it's things to keep our eyes on, but nothing we need to like panic about.
Right. And that's the good thing about this scan is that I'm doing it now, not, 10 years from now when maybe this thing on my pancreas, could be too late.
Yeah.
So.
And mine are back issues. I have degenerative changes of the spine, which as I talk to my nurse or the doctor that they have call, it's like I'm getting kind of like that hunchback. And it's due to like poor posture over time, overworking it, that type of thing. mildly prominent cervical lymph nodes, thyroid nodule, and...
Wait, do you have to have that looked at, the thyroid nodule?
Yeah, they already came and did all the testing for the thyroid stuff, because not only do I have the thyroid nodule, my thyroid has like fluid in it, so they think there's something going on with my thyroid.
Oh, you don't want to mess with your thyroid.
Right, which would make sense considering I've always had gastrointestinal issues. I go through times where it's like hard for me to eat certain things, and I think that it's all like involved. So I'm waiting for that blood work to come back, and then everything else, like my oncologist was like, you're pretty good. But I mean, melanoma cannot be tracked through this, but everything else is good. I'm glad. Right. Like both of us.
One thing that I did say on mine that was absolutely, there's no way possible that it is true, is that I have a contained umbilical hernia. And I just had surgery to repair a hernia and to fix my belly button from my previous emergency surgery. And so I showed my doctor and he's like, that is impossible because you don't have a regular belly button anymore. Your belly button cord has been cut off and tied, and a new one has been created because the other one was damaged so bad from the surgery.
So maybe they're just seeing like an unknown, something.
Yeah. That's what he said, because they're just seeing that. But sinus issues, oh my God, that came up big time on mine.
So you guys, if you have the opportunity to go, you should go. You can use our code. If you even just call one of the Prenuvo places and say that Teddy or Tam referred you, you get $300 off.
Yeah.
It gave us a lot of peace of mind because now we're both good to go.
Well, it is, especially at my age. You know, I'm 55. So that's when shit starts to happen. And it's just, to me, I'm not a hypochondriac, but I get scared and something hurts. Of course, I Google it. And then my mind goes. And then I have these stupid intrusive thoughts that I can't escape. I mean, I know they're intrusive, so I don't let them get to me, but I literally will be walking and go, oh my God, what if I got hit by a car right now? And in my whole mind, I start, and I go, what am I thinking about? And he rides his bike. Oh my God, he went riding yesterday. I'm like, what if he gets hit by a car and dies? And then
he won't
be here for then I will have to cancel my New York trip and then
wedding
anniversary.
For the New York
trip. I know. So that's how my mind works all the time.
Oh my gosh.
Welcome to a brand new season of MILF Manor.
I am ready to find love in this lake house. Are you
ready for it? The pop culture phenomenon is back on TLC.
Everyone here is looking for a real connection.
I will fight for what I want, and you are what I want. May the best man win.
And this season, the twist.
This is crazy.
Is even more.
What's going on?
Twisted.
Are you serious right now?
MILF Manor returns tonight at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
I've had quite the fertility journey and wish I knew about Frida Fertility.
Having a baby is not as easy as you think. We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancies, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby. With a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, DashPass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. Thinking of intrusive thoughts, we have to get to the housewife headlines, which
there's a lot.
It's been It's been a lot. The first one is our pal Teresa making, and it says in quotes, timely payments on tax debts amid her new $17,000 lien. In the article here, it says Teresa owes the U.S. government a substantial amount of money in back taxes, but the Real Housewives New Jersey star is well aware of her debts, Page Six has learned. According to court documents, she was notified on May 3rd that she has a new tax lien for more than $17,000. However, a source tells Page Six that a particular lien has been settled with the IRS, but debts from 2014 and 15, totaling close to $500,000, are the only ones still active and in the process of repayment. Her attorney tells us exclusively Thursday that his client knows she has outstanding balances and proactively working to pay her dues. So here's the thing.
Well, I have a lot to say about that. And here's one. Pay your taxes.
Here's another. Don't be making ultimatums on reunions about people not being able to film with you because you need that paycheck, honey.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know. I have a hard time with people that don't pay their taxes. And then to be on a reality show and be driving like a Bentley and a Rolls Royce and giving your kids Cartier bracelets and, you know, wearing Fendi and Louis Vuitton from head to toe, and you haven't paid your taxes, that's a little concerning to me. But the good thing is she is making payments to her $1 million plus tax bill.
Well, now I'm trying to find the other
thing. This is very, very common, though, in housewife world because we are paid. They don't take any taxes out. So if you don't pay quarterly taxes or yearly taxes and you don't budget for that, you're screwed.
Yeah. Well, why we are on Teresa, we may as well get into the next thing, which is her VIP program. Did you see this?
Oh, yeah. I actually saw it and I saw that the fine print. I've been seeing all over Instagram, people like read the fine print. And there was a few things that really stuck out to me. And one was, we may receive, gather, collect, retain, disclose, and otherwise use certain personally identifying and other information about you in a manner governed by our privacy policy and cookie policy. Company may use such information without monetary compensation to you. If you want to use certain features of the service, you may have to provide information such as your name, your email address, your company, shipping address, telephone number, payment information, and billing.
How much, if you were just to guess, if you were to allegedly guess, how much of this is Louis doing?
Well, probably all of it, I would imagine. So this is it's a website that you can go on to, and it's called, what is it, Teresa VIP or something like that?
Yeah. I mean, I just think this is.
And you put your information, it doesn't tell you how much, but they want all your information in there. I actually clicked onto it. And then I guess there's a reoccurring bill that comes each month. And people are saying like, it's hard to get out of it once you do it.
Well, yeah. I mean, but also to give all that information, you wonder, remember when they were both on Watch What Happens Live and Louis couldn't really explain what he does. And he kind of explained similar to what Jin Shah got in trouble for as what he does.
Right.
And then you hear this and it's just.
Yeah, it doesn't look great.
It's not
great.
Anyways.
No.
But let's move right along to Gertie. Gertie from Miami.
Oh, yeah.
She says, thank you to every single person for your words of support. You guys are my Gertians. All your prayers definitely got me through my surgery. The fight is not over, as you know, but just beginning. But getting the surgery to remove the cancer at least was an emotional win for sure.
If she had the cancer? Did she have a mastectomy or did she just have? I don't know how that works.
She
didn't really say much.
Your prayers, I felt the love. I just want to tell you how deep and amazing and intense your show of love has been and your amazing positive messages. Today was the surgery and you know we came out on top, it looks like. So we'll see what happens and we'll keep you posted as I get more developments with the results of the pathology stuff. Then she thanked everyone for their messages. But we wish you healing and positive things going forward. Did you see the Kim Zolciak and Croy Berman?
Oh, my God.
Berman.
I know. Kim Zolciak allegedly punched Croy day before the divorce. So there was a police report that was done, and Croy accused Kim of punching him in the back of the head the day before he filed for divorce. Page Six obtained a police report dated May 4th that shows Two Milton Police Department officers responded to the strange couple's Georgia home after Zolciak reported a domestic dispute. I'm actually really shocked because usually when the cops are called, I know in California, if the cops are called and there's a dispute, somebody's going to jail.
Yeah, especially because it says Zolciak told the cops her husband had locked her designer purses, jewelry, passport in a safe before hiding the key from her. She claimed the items were premarital assets totaling $175,000, but Croy claimed the goods were marital property and only took them with the intent to liquidate to help offset some costs. He also alleged Zolciak had a gambling problem and that she had recently lost a large sum of money. He also claimed they were discussing a possible divorce or separation. Bierman then claimed that the officers that Zolciak had punched him in the back of the head during the altercation concerning the disputed property, but he did not have visible injuries and declined medical attention. He produced recording of the alleged incident, but ultimately said he didn't want to press charges.
So he's recording?
Yeah, he's recording.
He knows what he's doing.
And if this has been toxic for a while, once you get to the point where you're recording.
Yeah, that's bad. And, another thing, they had the jewelry and passports and all that stuff locked up. Is that because he was afraid she was going to sell it and gamble the money away?
Yes. I mean, which it kind of makes sense. Let's take a little break and then come back and talk about the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Welcome to a brand new season of MILF Manor.
I am ready to find love in this lake house. Are you
ready for it? The pop culture phenomenon is back on TLC.
Everyone here is looking for a real connection.
I will fight for what I want, and you are what I want. May the best man win.
And this season, the twist.
This is crazy.
Is even more.
What's going on?
Twisted.
Are you serious right now?
MILF Manor returns tonight at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
I've had quite the fertility journey and wish I knew about Frida Fertility.
Having a baby is not as easy as you think. We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancies, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby. With a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, DashPass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. So we're back talking about Atlanta.
Oh boy. What do you think about this season so far?
I mean, it definitely like draws me in, but I don't see any of the women really having fun.
Sorry, I got to change glasses.
My
sinuses.
To me, they all seem like they're like out to get somebody the entire time, which is always hard for me. You want to feel.
I don't know. I'm just not really loving it, but I can't put my finger on it. I don't know what it is. You know, I think the cast needs to be shooken up a little bit.
Well, it starts where Monietta says she's not here for Marlo banging on Kenya's door. Her and Marlo get into it and Marlo slams the door in Monietta's face. Then Kenya calls Monietta and says she would feel better if those who are not her core group of friends go home. Sonia goes home, but the rest stay. Marlo says Monietta kisses more ass than Kenya eats. Okay. First question. Did Marlo intentionally slam the door or was the door heavy?
She slammed it. You can tell by the way she pushed it. And I'm sure the door was heavy.
The door was heavy. And that's why it didn't slam harder on Magnetta's face.
Well, Magnetta is sweet, but I don't really think she's made for reality TV. I mean, when she said, my superpower is having kindness, I thought, wrong show, girl. Wrong show.
But also, Sheree tweeted that the editors are shady after the episode. And I'm like,
why?
That also that she didn't kick the door. We all have eyes. We saw you.
Yeah, but you know what? It was very, you didn't really actually see her kick. You see her like do something like that. You don't see her push the door. You don't see her kick the door. You just see her body jerk.
The majority of all of the women were knocking on the door, including Magnetta. Like, they were all there to confront.
I don't think anything's wrong with knocking on the door. Now, you have to understand, like, it was 9:30 when they got back. She's not feeling great. She has her daughter with her. Did she overreact? Probably. But have you ever been woken up to a bunch of drunk, crazy girls knocking and pounding on the door? And she lost her shit.
Yeah, I mean, she lost her shit because of the kids. But I have to say this, afterwards, once, like, they were all knocking, they all had, but what I didn't particularly understand is all of them so worked up about not knowing why they're actually there. Who cares?
I just did not find this interesting at all. I just go out. You were done filming. Wouldn't you just be happy you were done filming at 9:30
done
at night?
Done filming, and then you're going to a game fun tomorrow. Who the cares why?
Like, I agree.
What secret do you think's been pulled over your eyes? Like, when you're on a trip and you're filming, it is what it is. That being said, if Kenya had told me I should just go home, I'd have my bags packed and already an invoice sent for my time.
Do you think that Marlo needs to tone it down just a notch? She's been doing so much to keep her peach. I almost died when Kenya then we were on the phone, and I almost died when Kenya asked, who's that? Who's talking? Yeah. It was Sonia.
It was Sonia. And Sonia's like, you don't know my voice. And like, I'm like, no, listen, to be honest, neither do I, Sonia. But I don't know.
I really want the show to go back to its true form. I need to see Portia. I need to see Cynthia. I even would like to see Kim back.
I can say, but actually Courtney didn't bother me this episode. She has bothered me all the other episodes, but I actually was like, she's kind of the voice.
Yeah, she didn't really do too much. Yeah.
Well, you have to also understand that we're missing Drew and Candy until this very end.
Well,
of the
that episode. The show has started out, and maybe this is what the issue is, at the disconnect for me, is that everybody's sick, and
because
it looks
they're
like
all COVID.
They're all getting COVID, and so it's just kind of hard when this is our first group event, and not all the girls made it.
Not only did not all the girls make it, the people closest with Kenya didn't make it.
Right. And then so she has these other people. She's like, goodbye, other people. You guys just leave.
Question. Do you think the next morning when Kenya calls herself an ambulance and says she's dizzy and having a hard time breathing, do you think she was having a panic attack about what was happening the night before and having to perform
that actually entered my mind. I think it was a little bit of both. I think she had bad anxiety and she wasn't feeling well. And I don't think that's a very good combination.
Yeah. And especially if you drank alcohol the night before and you had all this going on and then you're supposed to have a really important day. I mean, I've had those, but like when I was watching her, I was like, that's how I am when I'm having a massive anxiety attack. So like, she possibly, so when Marlo says like, oh, well, she was already checked out, they didn't find anything, and making light of it. And in my head, she may have not physically had something that they could detect on a scan. But if you're having a massive anxiety, you could tell even by the way
I think she's
looked
sick, for sure.
She was struggling.
Yeah. But don't you think this cast trip was, when you think of cast trips, this is a total flop. I'm shocked they even showed it. It wasn't beautiful. It wasn't, all we saw is this little alley area where they all had little tables and they got kicked out of production, had to leave. And
we rewatched it, I heard the producer this time say,
yeah,
they don't want us here.
They don't
anymore.
Want us here. Yeah.
That's what I missed when we watched it the first, like the episode prior. I didn't hear production come in and say that. I had thought it was Kenya saying it's time to go, and she didn't really provide much information. But
this charity event or whatever it was they were at, cocktail party, Was it connected to her event the next day?
Yes.
It's the so same. Do you think maybe she got kicked out of that too?
No.
Or cameras did? Maybe cameras did? No.
Oh, you know what? It could be that.
Who and then knows? She thought, screw it. I'm not doing this then.
Did you think that Marlo's prayer felt genuine? Do you think that Marlo is like, I mean, she has such like highs and lows.
She has highs and lows, but I do think that she's very religious. And I think that, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with her praying for Kenya. I think it was genuine. I do. I really do.
Yeah.
Like I think that's just how she's equipped. Even I think in her mind,
she wants the show to be good. So she does all the things. But then I did like that she was like, I don't know. I drank so much. I don't remember banging on the door and doing all this shit. Like I was.
Right. Right.
Once I realized she was drunk, but then they all showed up the next morning with mimosas still. I'm like, keep it going, ladies. That's
how about when they go, they all had their names on their box. You know who does that? Production. They write their names on their food boxes.
Oh, and, yeah.
And then somebody walks in, was it Sheree? Oh, I had to Uber my food or Uber Eats my food or something like that because the kitchen wasn't open. No, you guys had to get on the road and production called you and said, what do you want to eat? Okay, we're going to give it to you.
Yeah, we're going
to
go grab it. Then we get back home. Candy's mom tells Candy that she doesn't come over to Candy's house because of Todd. She says the guy Candy married was a meek and humble person, and now he is like George Jefferson little guy.
What she's basically saying is, Todd, you moved on up to a deluxe apartment in the sky. That's what happened. And that's because of my daughter. Yeah. I think that's how she feels. I think she feels like, you know, Candy is very successful, obviously very wealthy. And then, you know, Todd was this guy in production, which that's great. But now he's living this life of luxury. And I think Mama Joyce just not getting over it. But I think they've been married.
But I'm sorry. What is Mama Joyce living? What is Mama Joyce living because of her daughter?
Well, if Mama, I know.
Here's the thing. I actually agreed with Todd in this portion. Her kids are going to see and hear this.
Right.
Their kids. Why continue? Like,
just stop. Stop. Just leave him alone. Maybe you don't like him or don't think he's the best thing for your daughter or he's not up to her level, but they're doing fine. And
well, I love that she calls him short, like she's Naomi Campbell. Like,
how about the trash comment? She's like, he should be teaching his kids to take the trash out. So I think there's a lot that we don't know because in one breath, she's saying that she never comes over because and when she does, he's always sleeping.
And then Candy's like, he's just avoiding you.
Yeah. Do you think they'll actually go to therapy and do you think it's going to work?
If they go to therapy, it's going to be that same therapist that we've seen on all the shows. The guy, what's his name? Dr. Ken.
Oh, God.
That comes in or whatever his name is. Share him with Drew and whoever that was seeing him at Potomac. I just can't.
Do you think that he's changed since marrying Candy?
I mean, I'm sure he has, but I think there's also whenever there's a power struggle in a relationship, and I think he's always been, clearly he worked in production on a top reality television show. I think he's always had
a job, yeah.
A job and a big dream, and now he's getting there. And I mean, you can even see it when Candy goes over to his office, and he's all excited to show his, you know, whatever idea for his movie.
Yeah. And she's on her phone.
And you just see what he's going through. So sometimes when you feel like somebody's downsizing what you do, you puff up even more because you want that validation from somebody that you find successful. And like, you know, but I do think that Candy stood up for him to her mom. But I also think,
well, Mama Joyce wants her to take the damn trash out and to stop going to strip clubs.
Well, someone I know actually saw them at the Grove this weekend. They're in town. And they said they weren't all smiley and happy. Uh-oh. Allegedly.
Life isn't always all rosé. Diamonds and rosé, baby.
If anybody would have seen me yesterday at lunch with my family, nobody would have seen me smiling either.
I drove home from the gym with Eddie and it's like, we're going home and it's only a 2-minute drive and he hums the words to songs.
No.
Yes.
At least say the wrong words.
And I looked like, shut the f*** up. Stop. Just stop it.
Ugh, well, no, Edwin today, he knows I have the pod. I told him this morning, we went to work out. I take the kids to school. I'm rushing back, getting glammed, all the things for this afternoon. And then I see him in my little, this area, unplugging my computer and stuff. I go, what are you doing? He goes, I can't find my charger. And this is my problem? I have work too.
We have to keep these computers plugged in on this pod. You never know.
Like, what don't could touch it. We don't know how to handle things. Like, once you unplug one thing, it won't work forever. So
I'm taking my whole system to, you know, travel with me because obviously I'm going to be doing the pod from New York and some from Turks and Caicos. So I'm like, I'm afraid to touch any of the cords because if I can't put them back in right or something screws up, it's a thing. It's a struggle. You know it.
Okay. Well, next question or thought. Sheree waited for a man to be released from prison for how long? But she can't wait 6 weeks for fibroid surgery?
Well, I don't think she saw the other guy very often. So 6 weeks wouldn't have been too bad.
I know, but that's the point. I was like, oh my gosh.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, then we also get to Sheree telling Drew that they have an issue. Sheree is upset that Drew went on a podcast that saying Sheree confiscated everything. All the She by Sheree products.
Wait, that wasn't our podcast, right?
No, by the way, everyone thinks it was.
Oh, really? I don't remember her saying that.
I mean, who knows? I like all those podcasts in Vegas I did with Drew. I was drinking, so I'm not 100% sure. But this leads me to a question because Drew, I actually love watching her because she's one of the only cast members that seems like she's having fun even when she can't remember what she said.
Uh-huh.
But something that happens all the time in the world of Housewives is, do you think that somebody's like intentionally lying or they can't, sometimes they think they didn't say something and they truly can't remember?
It's hard when you're in an interview or in a podcast and every word that comes out of your mouth is taken literal. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you screw up, you know, you say words like that and you're like, oh, I didn't mean it that way. Or I didn't mean like she took, confiscated everything. I meant she took that bag that I wanted. And Sheree's like, that bag was mine. That bag was not supposed to be on there. It was just for display, I would imagine. And my stuff was in it. So I don't know. Maybe Drew was just trying to be funny. And I can't remember.
I think she was just saying I wanted the bag. I wasn't thinking everything, but she did take the, who knows?
But she shouldn't be shading anybody's business because we haven't heard anything about Drop It With Drew.
No, we have not heard. Oh, but we did hear Sheree make a comment. Maybe if she was doing more cardio, then I was like, oh, hell, that's a Drop It With Drew dig.
Uh-huh.
But I remember when, like, if I even go back to my time when I said to Erica, the pretend amnesia thing. And she said, I don't remember saying that, or I didn't say that. As I was watching that, I was thinking maybe she really didn't remember saying it.
I don't remember half the shit I say.
I don't remember what I said on this podcast last week.
I don't remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
I do. I had a delicious breakfast burrito from
Erewhon.
I have
spots on my brain. That might be what it is.
What's my excuse?
I don't know.
Ugh. Well,
amnesia.
Pretend amnesia. Well, then Sheree says in Alabama, they made a pact to continue good energy in the group. Kenya's asking, did you give Courtney my number? And she's like, no, but you did get invited to this blah, blah, blah. And you can tell that's such a like production way of transferring the information of what they're all invited to do. Also, I want to go play laser tag at anybody's house.
No,
I don't want to do it.
And I don't want to see anybody else get another IV. I feel like it's on every single show.
Well, I know, but it's also like the healers or all those types of things. There's only so many things that we do in our life. If we really were just to talk about the 10 main things that we do in our life, they're probably the same 10 things.
Well, next season, I would like to have a party where everybody comes over and cleans my house and does my laundry. We can do it all together and we can talk. There'll be a lot of talking points. I think that would be awesome. Once a week.
Oh, gosh. Then Marlo and Candy are shown fighting with each other. And Candy says, the only reason why I'm crying right now is because I can't choke your ass, bitch.
Oh, this is for a previous next week.
Yes.
Right? Is that what you're reading? Yeah.
Because Sheree says that there's that moving forward, they said there's only going to be good energy in the group.
Yeah. How about when Kenya says, Kenya is shown saying her character came out the window when she slashed those people's faces. I'm like, oh my God. Did she really slash people in the face with a knife?
Well, I don't exaggerating? Know. Either way, this is 23 years ago. Like, isn't there a statute of limitations?
Limitations, especially when it comes to bringing up dirt on somebody.
Right, I get but it. Marlo did, yes. That two is years. Actually what she did.
I only go back 2 years. That's my policy. If I'm going to shade something for something they did, I'm going to only 2 years.
You want to know what my new policy is now that I have this podcast? I'm always getting in trouble. My new thing is one episode. You can be mad at me for one episode and then we have to move on. Yeah. Because there's new people I need to piss off. Next thing, fan thoughts. This one cracks me up. Mama Joyce should be a housewife.
Well, kind of like my mom. I swear they should.
Your mom is so good. You guys have to really tune in to really pay attention to what Tam's mom says.
Oh my God. And he's like, we watched it together. He's like, really? Really? I can't even remember your mom saying. I go, hey, you fell into that one.
Yep. He did. That was a nice little softball. Underhand.
Yeah. Underball. Knocked it out of the park.
Then I like the season. I don't understand. Stand people saying it's boring. I don't think it's boring. I just think
something's missing for me. I mean, it might be just because half the
it's friendships. It's people liking one another. They're all just there to do a job. And if there's no cohesion,
I don't hate it. I don't hate it. I just feel like something's missing. And I think it might be because half the cast has COVID. Been fighting COVID.
And then the last one's obvious. Marlo's doing too much, which we know. We love Marlo, but like
yeah, and BravoCon is definitely the seventh housewife because how many episodes do we have to hear about BravoCon?
A lot, but also
it will be, I'm pretty sure it's going to be brought up on our show too.
Oh, I'm.
Yeah.
You think?
Thank you, Teddy. Thank
you. You're welcome. I'm the gift that keeps on giving.
Yes, you are.
I would like to know who makes Marlo's pajama set that she had with the hood. I thought it was really cute and I want it.
It was cute. Oh, you, okay. Marlo, let us know.
Marlo, let us know. Outfits. All right, you guys, thank you for joining us. We will be recapping Jersey later on this week, and I will be recapping. I'm going to miss you, Tam. It's going to feel weird talking about you behind your back.
But that's all right, and don't hold back. Now, I'm actually really excited that I'm not recapping because I don't want to give away my cards. I feel like with Reunion... You want to keep your, after you see it, you obviously are going to have opinions and then the other castmates will know what your opinions are. So
Is it considered talking behind somebody's back if I'm doing it in a public forum on a podcast?
No.
All right, great.
No, I am not worried about what you're going to say. I don't care. I will call myself out.
Well, I love you, Tam. I'll talk to you later you this week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
You may or may not know, I am the co-owner of Vena CBD. We're committed to your health and wellness with top-quality CBD products. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. The ingredients are grown in the USA and third-party lab-tested. Vena guarantees satisfaction with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Buy a get one free with code TEAPOD, that's TEAPOD, at VenaCBD.com. Start your wellness journey with Vena CBD today. That's VenaCBD.com.
I've had quite the fertility journey and wish I knew about Frida Fertility.
Having a baby is not as easy as you think. We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancies, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby, with a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you.